Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm very excited, folks, as I always am, when our good friend Grace Marie Turner has an opportunity to join us. Grace Marie is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She knows more about healthcare policy than anybody in the galaxy. She works harder than anybody I know, testifying in front of Congress at least twice, I think, this month on these topics. And she, as I think I said, the president of the Galen Institute, she's the co-author of Care America, and she's our good friend. Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things we already know, you know, if you watch any of the news, Grace Marie, people know about what's already happened with Obamacare. We know that there's been at least a dozen, if not more, significant, major, arbitrary, unilateral changes made to the law, one or two by Congress, but that weren't unilateral necessarily, but most of them just made by the Obama administration. But we know about all that. What I want you to tell us about is what other shoes are waiting to drop. Let's do it chronologically, if you can. Go through the year, and let's talk about the other things that are going to happen with Obamacare.
Well, one of the first things, and people are really going to start to feel this, are new taxes that take effect in 2014. Some of them already have taken effect, but new taxes are coming this year. Remember the president said that the taxes that will feel will be those with upper income.
Right.
And already the tax has gone into effect, adding about 1% to the Medicare taxes for anybody making more than $200,000 a year. But there are a number of other taxes. There's something called, obnoxiously, a belly button tax. It's basically a tax that everybody has to pay. It's $63 a month. That goes on to, no, it's a year, that goes on to policies to pay for the coverage in the exchanges and to even out the risk among the companies.
Everybody pays that.
Everybody pays that. Mm-hmm. Except labor unions, which just got an exemption from the White House, not legally.
But folks, this is one of those unilateral ones we were talking about, arbitrary, unilaterally, unconstitutionally. Go ahead, Grace Marie.
Then there's another tax of several dollars that goes into a fund to pay for the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. Basically, this is the agency that's paying for research to find out what medical care your doctor should be providing to you.
Ah.
It's supposed to be a private organization, a private nonprofit, but it has the authority of everybody having to pay taxes to support it, which, of course,
could this group be ultimately informing what some people are concerned about, are the death panels?
Well, this is government centralization over decisions involving what Medicare is right. When the president said, should you be taking the blue pill or the red pill, these are the people that are going to be funding the research to determine which medicine we should be taking.
And research is a euphemism for future control, isn't it?
Well, and you do really worry that they're going to say, well, this one's cheaper, let's take that one.
Yeah.
But then there are also taxes on health insurance companies that are going to have to be paid. There, of course, the medical device tax has already gone into effect. There are 20 taxes, and by the last one goes into effect in 2018. That's the so-called Cadillac tax on expensive health plans, where the insurance company has to pay 40% of the tax on anything that goes over about $26,000.
Right. The unions were wanting to get exempt from that. Did they make that? Did that happen yet?
They're apoplectic, but they haven't made that decision yet. That one,
because they have Cadillac plans.
They have Cadillac plans. They're the ones that are really in the bullseye of that. But so there are again, rolling waves
right.
of new tax. And all the effect is, of course, Jim, as you know so well, is it just raises the cost of health insurance
yep.
policies, which already are increased
mm-hmm.
because of the mandates on the what benefits have to be covered,
right.
on the rules under which these plans have to operate.
So let's talk about some dramatic stuff, though. Because these taxes are kind of insidious. They're going to be a little bit under the radar to a degree.
Directly the equation of whether or not this law is making health care more affordable, the Affordable Care Act. All it's doing is increasing the price of policy
right.
without giving people any new value.
But in the new year, we're going to see more and more people are going to lose their coverage. They're going to go on the exchanges. They're going to find out that the exchange coverage or the new coverage, the policies that they're going to be getting to replace the ones that were canceled are more expensive, have higher deductible, and less total high-end coverage than they had before. That's going to happen by the millions over the next 3-4 months, isn't it?
Absolutely. As people start to see, well, people that are going on the website now and trying to get enrolled are finding that they just don't want to buy this insurance. They're looking at the plan. They're maybe putting a plan in their shopping basket. But until they pay, see average deductible, Jim, the bronze plan, which is a popular support, $4,200 a
mm-hmm.
year.
That's right.
And people don't know they've got to pay that.
And they don't have, and on the top end, they do not have 100%. Major medical. It's only about the bronze has only about 70%. So you're still going to be on the hook for 30%.
That's right, and you're going to wind up not having as many doctors or hospitals
right.
to
right.
see either.
When we come back, I want to talk about what's going to happen toward the end of the year. There's several shoes waiting to drop that are going to be triggered by events, by timing at the end of the year in the third and fourth quarter. Grace Marie Turner and I will be right back. Her website is galen.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.